Thank you for contacting customer service. My name is Heather. I'm the supervisor here. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
Hello?
Yes, my name is Heather. I'm the supervisor here. Who do I have the pleasure of speaking with tonight?
Yeah, my name is Helen. I was just on hold with someone of your agent, and she transferred me to you. I was just explaining to her today that I'm seeing a lot of transaction from your site for two products. I ordered it online, which was kind of offer from T-Mobile, but I'm seeing you guys now charging me a lot for something which is didn't cost me even $20 something. And another transaction made today, and she told me we're going to refund this as a 50%, and I told her why 50%. They told her it was almost $20 something.
Okay. When you had originally signed up for this account, it was back on January 29th. You had paid mm-hmm. the shipping and handling of $5.97 for the Melody Pods, and right. you had paid for the watch with a one-year right. warranty, which was $18.94. So the watch right. was a straight sale. The pods were a trial. When you did not call in to cancel out the account, then we billed you for the watch and we billed you for mm-hmm. the trial for the ear pods. The cost of the watch was $59.97. That's a one-time charge that was mm-hmm. done on the 14th of February. And then the pods right. were $69.97, which was a one-time charge done on the 16th of February. So they issued you a 50% refund mm-hmm. in order for you to keep it. So that was an offer for you to keep them so you don't have to go through the hassle of paying shipping and handling to send them back and then paying a 10% restocking fee out of the amount that you were actually billed for the products. Did you not like the watch and the ear pods?
No, but actually when I did it, it wasn't this much amount. And I thought it's just that's only the price you're charging me. After that, I didn't know that it's going to be this much.
Yes, ma'am. So it was a trial. And when the trial had ended and you didn't make arrangements to cancel or return the products, then yes, ma'am, we did bill you for them.
I didn't know that was trial. I thought that was from offer from my T-Mobile, which they were offering this kind of price cheap. And the toll that they give me and everything is information. Then after that, I'm seeing a lot which they didn't mention it in that trial as you're talking about it.
Okay. So on the order form, it does.
I'm not going to do this.
Right. And see, on the order form, it does explain all of that information before you submit.
It doesn't show everything, whatever they're going to charge me. It was, they said just this much price, five something, 18 something, and the warranty. It didn't show the total, everything. And even they sent me confirmation with this amount, not 69, not 59.
Yes, ma'am. That's because you were in a trial still. So they didn't mm-hmm. send you the amount of what the products were because it was provided in the terms and conditions. So on the order form, it asks you, are you 18 years or older? And do you agree to the terms and conditions and privacy policy of the company? When you click mm-hmm. on the terms and conditions for the trial that you had signed up for, it explains that if you did not want to be billed the one-time fee for the products, you would have to make arrangements to return them, of course, mm-hmm. and you would have to cancel. So mm-hmm. that was provided on your order form and it was agreed upon, but they issued you a 50% refund for you mm-hmm. to keep them. Now, I can do an additional 25% for you. And you can mm-hmm. still keep them, or you would have to mm-hmm. return them and pay the 10% restocking fee, and shipping and handling would be on you.
I didn't read all that agreement you're talking about.
Okay, so which option did you mm-hmm. want to do, ma'am? Because like I stated, the most that I can do is a 25% mm-hmm. refund, and you can keep okay. them. Or you okay. can ship them back, and then I would have to minus the 10% restocking fee, and you'd have mm-hmm. to pay the shipping and handling.
It's okay. I'm gonna keep them, but just give me this discount for it.
Okay, so they already issued you a 50% refund. I'm going to add an additional 25% off of that.
Okay, and you guys not gonna charge me anymore, right?
Well,
That's something that's
there's nothing else to charge, ma'am. These are one-time
okay.
charges for one product.
Okay.
All right,
But
bear
it's
with
gonna
me
be the
one
same
moment.
if I wanna refund it and you guys gonna charge me 10% for more shipping and handling. No, it's gonna be the same.
And just bear with me one more moment.
Okay.
Okay, so for the
Mm-hmm.
watch, you'll receive an additional $14.99.
Okay.
And then for the earpods, just one moment. So it'll be $17.49.
Okay.
That'll go back in your account 5 to 7 business days. Was there
Okay.
anything else that I could do for you?
No, thank you so much. I appreciate
You're
that. Least you
welcome
let
and
me
thank
know
you.
what was that because today I talked to someone. She didn't explain this to me. She didn't tell me that was trial and if I wanna cancel it, I have limit time because I didn't read. I just read one part that I'm over 18 and this if you agree, I didn't read all the policy you guys have it there in the case if I don't want it, I can return it and I'm just gonna pay for shipping and this stuff. So that's why I didn't know. Then again, I'm seeing another transaction making other than these two, the 69 and 59. So she said, no, we didn't charge this, but if you want, you can talk to our manager. I told her, okay. But it's okay, no problem.
All
Thank you
right.
for your help. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, and thank you for contacting customer
Thank you.
service. Have a wonderful night.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.